If you're looking for the best South African music, you are in the right place. It's the SA Music Hour here on Smile FM. It is Women's Month, and we continue to shine a spotlight on the sensational women artists of South Africa. I am very excited that we have got one all the way from the north here with me for this. Her name is Cece. She is a multi-platinum recording artist. Yes, I said platinum. And an award-winning vocalist. And she has a brand new album out called Busiswe 2.0, which very recently dropped across all major streaming platforms. She once again joins forces with local as well as international talent that she has worked with and is getting to know to bring us something that is a mix of heartfelt ballads and dance floor bangers. She is also an incredible actress known for her roles in Rhythm City and Generations, and now she is in the Mother City bringing her joy to all of us here at Smile FM. Cece, welcome. Thank you for coming to visit.
I've brought the smile to Smile FM. Thank you guys so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So, Cece, you are a multi-talented artist. You sing and you act, but I will tell you that a little birdie on the media grapevine mentioned to me that you have quite an interesting, not-so-secret talent. Apparently, you're really good at accents.
Well, they say that. That is utter garbage. They have not told a lie, not a single lie.
Give us a spin there. What you got there in your bag of accents?
Oh my God, I'm Sharoz. I'm here in Cape Town. And what? I'm on Smile FM 90.4 FM. I want you to listening to my new music. Very good. Very nice. And the album is called Busiswe 2.0.
Hello everybody, my name is Cece and I'm hailing all the way from Johannesburg. Pretty excited. I'm on Smart FM and I can't wait for you guys to listen to my new album. Hello aunties, thank you so much. I'm taking it to Nigeria.
You have to like lock it in now.
I have to lock it in because now I have to make it harder. Because you see, Gordi Garam Sheroz is very soft. My sister, I don't want to tell you that I'm here now by Cape Town. I'm by Smile FM. I don't want to say, if you don't want my music, you did not love me. You did not love me. I'm not a South Africa people. I want you to go buy my album, Busiswe 2.0.
Very well done. Very, very, very well done. You have got so many like interesting little, not even trade secrets, but like an interesting past. Do people even know that you were on Idols and that you were on an Afrikaans singing competition?
Yeah. Oh, ek verlang na jou, not even the wat se arm om my vou. Ek verlang jou as die son en die man, and even the oor my gaan.
Oh my gosh.
So ja, I sang in Afrikaans, maar die probleem was ek kan nie lekker Afrikaans praat. So they were like, you know what? Like, you were great, but like, you need to speak Afrikaans, you know? And that's how I, like, got kicked out of the competition. I was like, darn it. Who told me Afrikaans was not going to do much? Look at me now, losing out on a recording label for an Afrikaans album.
Okay, whoa. So, yes. So, you did... Wait, my brain must process.
Yeah.
So you do Idols, do an Afrikaans singing competition, and then earlier this year, massive hit with a track you did in Zulu. Are you just going to cover like every language? Yeah. Is that just the goal now?
Yeah, if que será de la mia vita, que lo sa soprattutto, forse niente, da domani si vedrà. Basically what I'm saying is yes. Everything and anything, everything, as long as I'm singing, you know what I mean? I think for me, it's really important to, I feel like you also stretch yourself as a creative where it's not just you speaking in your own language, but like finding other ways to like relate to other people.
Yeah.
So,
speaking of relating to other people, this new album is about you reflecting on yourself and bringing us those stories that we can all relate to.
Yeah.
When you were putting the album together, was the intention from the start just, okay, I'm going to make an album and I'm just going to be point blank honest about everything?
I think that's always just been me. Mm. You know what I mean? I think if you look at the first Busiswe album, it really just was me pouring nothing but pure emotion and stories and understanding that as an artist, it's not just about like throwing stuff out there. You've got to be intentional, and I think that's what makes my music last for so long. Like Busiswe, the first album, it still hits, you know what I mean? Even today, I still got the biggest songs. Like when I perform, like people are like crying to it, singing along and like DMing me and like, oh my gosh, this song, you know, really pulled me through. So for me, it's gotta be intentional. Like I can't just write jazz bubblegum music.
Yeah.
Also, it's not like when you grew up with Dolly Parton, you can't just throw things out there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You know, so it's really important for me to tell stories through my music, and I think that's like a way of being immortal.
Yeah. What I love that you have said about this album is that you wanted to tell an authentic, honest African story.
Yeah.
How do you define an African story in music?
I think it's not even about like an African story. It's just that maybe the storyteller is African. But, you know, it's like music is a universal language, you know. And so, you've got people from the UK saying, I love the song you did with Naledi, which is Amen. I'm not really sure what it means.
Mm.
But just like how you sing it and the emotion that it evokes. So it's just really, like I said, when you're intentional about your stuff, it will reach global spaces, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, but an African story, yo, we are the people of rhythm, man. Like rhythm was born in Africa.
Yes.
And so you can even tell like with the dancey songs, like it brings that element of like rhythm and Afro, and it's like it's all encompassing. I think it's like a little bit of like it's like getting people to experience me as a person and personality, and like the different personalities that, you know, come with me, and like the excitement, the emotional part of me, like the fun, the dancing part of me. So all of those things are they are integrated into my music, because I like people to experience me in like my purest form and authentic way.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're hanging out with Cece here on Smile FM. Her new album, Busisiwe 2.0, is out now for you to enjoy. You have got quite the lineup of talent. So you've got Naledi Apiwe, Mimi Mars, Hi Zuko, Praise. What does it mean to you to be able to collaborate with various artists from different places who bring their own flavor to your music?
I think it's like finding people who can interpret your song and idea in like from their own perspective and what they've experienced as like creatives, or how they hear the song when they listen to the beat, you know what I mean? So it's always exciting to see like how they interpret it and like apply it to their own personal life stories. It's always like a beautiful thing to like see the process of how that is.
Having just spoken to you for a little bit now, you're obviously very creative and you're loads and loads of fun. Would you consider ever doing like a short film or a visual album to bring out another side of your artistry but tie it to your music?
Definitely. I think, I mean, because I studied a bit of Bachelor in Dramatic Arts, and I did obviously drop out. And I've done a lot of acting as well. So I would like for people to actually experience me in like 360,
yes,
you know, 360 degrees and like singing, dancing, acting. Just to like showcase what I can bring on the table and who I am as a creative and as an artist. We were talking to my management. I think we might just end up with an audiovisual album, because all of the songs are like killing it, and there's like so many ways of like interpreting and telling stories, you know what I mean? Maybe we can put it on Netflix and, you know, we make it like a whole sequel. So I think it would be very dope of like a dope way of introducing music videos and making like sort of like a short film out of it.
You do realize this is going out on radio, and so I've now got you saying this. So when it becomes reality,
you've got the
receipts. I will have the receipts for this.
Yeah.
And I thank you for that.
Thank you.
I'm just
so going
to put it on a loop and like promote my show.
I'm going to release it.
She said she was going to on Smile FM, and she did.
Yeah.
Cece, I'm so glad that you came to visit us at Smile FM. You really have brought a lot of joy. I mean, you even just walked in here and you were hugging the staff.
Yeah, I was like, hello. I'm just me. You know what I mean? I'm such a happy person, and
always remembering to be kind to other people, because
you
don't know what people are going through, you know, and that like little hi, oh my gosh, yeah, I might not know you, but like the energy I give you can like give you a different perspective throughout the day for the rest of the day. And so a little bit of kindness definitely goes a long way.
A little bit of kindness is you going to stream Busisiwe 2.0 right now, please. And go and give Cece a follow on social media. That would certainly be a kindness you deliver to her. But also, she's just a fantastic artist. So go do it. Cece, you're always welcome here at Smile FM. Thank you for coming to hang out with us.
Thank you so much for having me. Pretty short, but exciting. I left with a smile on my face. And now I know why you guys are called Smile FM. So, yeah.